contemplating today's gospel. Liturgical day, Monday of the sixth week of Easter. The Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." Commentary by Father Higinio Rafael Rosaline from Canada. "And you also testify." Today in the Gospel, Jesus announces and promises the coming of the Holy Spirit. When the Paraclete comes, that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. Paraclete literally means the one who is called near to one, and is usually translated as comforter. In this way, Jesus reminds us of the goodness of God. For the Holy Spirit being the love of God, he instills peace in our hearts, serenity in adversity, and joy for the things of God. He makes us look to the things above and unite with God. Furthermore, Jesus says to the apostles, "And you also testify." To testify, it is necessary, first, to have communion and intimacy with Jesus. This is born of the daily relationship with him, reading the gospel, listening to his words, knowing his teachings, frequenting his sacraments, being in communion with his church, imitating his example, keeping the commandments, seeing him in the saints, recognizing him in our brothers, having his spirit and loving him. It is about having a personal and living experience of Jesus. Secondly, our testimony is credible if it appears in our works. A witness is not only a person who knows that something is true, but who is also willing to say it and live it. What we experience and live in our soul, we must transmit to the outside world. We are witnesses of Jesus not only if we know his teachings, but mainly when we want and make others to know and love him. As the saying goes, actions speak louder than words. Pope Francis told us, "I am grateful for the beautiful example given to me by so many Christians who joyfully sacrifice their lives and their time. This witness comforts and sustains me in my own effort to overcome selfishness and to give more fully of myself." And he added, "I especially ask Christians in communities throughout the world to offer a radiant and attractive witness of fraternal communion. That is always a light that attracts."